Okay, I'll begin today and maybe conclude today, depending on how well we do, the sugya of Psichas HaKever. Just starting backwards, the Mechaber writes in Simen Kuf Tzadi Dal, it's if Beis, Amapelas Besoch Arbaim, Enoch Hoshesh Eslabat, so Sif Aleph discusses Tumas Leida and Dam Tovar in our practice that we're not Mekel and Dam Tovar B'Zman Hazeh. So working off of that, if you're mapeles, if you miscarry within 40 days of Yetziras Havlad, so that doesn't create all the ramifications of Sif Aleph. Aval Choshesheth Mishum Nida Filu L'Rasa. However, even if she doesn't see Dam, she still becomes Tmeya Nida, at least Suffolk Tmeya Nida. The Rama says, Dinei She Yafshel L'Psichas HaKever B'lo Dam, because if there was a miscarriage, which means that there is something expelled from the uterus. So it's impossible that anything would be expelled from the uterus without dam. So it must have been that there was dam, even if you didn't see it. And therefore, she is Tamei of the Nafkamina, the Miyad, the Akash, the Safra, Zayinakim, Mutar, Zayinu, Choshesh, and Savlat. The Nafkamina, in saying that we're only concerned Mishim Nida and Amishim Vlad, is that the other ramifications of Sif Aleph do not apply. Fine. So this is a Machlokas, a couple places, but more prominently on Daf Kafbeis in Armasefta, or Kafalaf in Armasefta, whether Efshel Psichas HaKever B'lo Dam, is it possible that you could have the uterus open without Dam coming out? And that's a major Machlokas we've shown him. What do we assume? La Halacha. So the Rambam writes in Perek Hei Halacha Yogimli Surei Bia, Hamapelas Chasicha Afa Pishi Aduma, Emyesh Imadam Temeya. Then laugh to horror. So if a woman expels a chasicha, if there's dam, then she's tamei. If not, not. I feel a nikra chasicha v'nim seit malei adam reizu tohara she'ein zadam nida ela dam chasicha. So according to the Rambam, you have to evaluate the whole picture. But there's no automatic assumption that just because there's a hapala of a chasicha that the woman is going to be tamei. So the Rambam holds that efshar lipsicha sakaver below dam. It's possible that the body could expel something from the uterus and there's no dam that comes out with it. And the Rav is masig, that's not lahalacha. Lahalacha, we assume that e'ev shalom psicha sakever below dam. If you look at the Magen Mishnah, he points out a couple gemaras that steam aslash and gemara sounds like the Rambam. Gemara increases staff yod, that sounds like the gemara says explicitly lahalacha, at least the opinion of Rava, which seems to be the basra, that e'ev shalom psicha sakever below dam. But bottom line, Rov Yishonim assume against the Rambam, and that's how the Rush Paskins, that's how the Torah Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that E Efshel L'Psichas HaKever below Dam. So that's the din in Sif Beis here, and the din in Sif Gimel. Sif Beis in the context of regular miscarriage, Sif Gimel in the context of the body expelling other things short of a actual vlad. Parenthetically, there's a machlokas, Ravid and Balamor. The Ravid is in Shar Vestos Os Kaf Aleph. The Ravid writes that E'ef Shal L'Psichas HaKever B'lo Dam, and we just saw the Ravid's brief hasaga that the Ravid holds E'ef Shal L'Psichas HaKever B'lo Dam. The Ravid there explains more the Arichus that E'ef Shal L'Psichas HaKever B'lo Dam is a rove. That it doesn't mean it's impossible that a woman can't have a psichas hakever lo dam. It means al harov, there's going to be dam with a psichas hakever, and therefore you have to be concerned about that rov and treat the woman as tumeya on that basis. The Ravid writes, that's even true for the Raisas, even where potentially you have the exposure of chulin bazara, where if you're going to treat the woman as tumeya, so then that could lead to korban ramifications. So even on the on a deraisa level, potentially you have the exposure of chulin bazara, this rov is strong enough to tell you that we treat it as a that we take the situation seriously. Now, the Rabbi there also frames it as, anyway you slice it, there's going to be some, if it's not going to be Tumas Leda, it'll be Tumas Ziva. So you have to figure out exactly if at the end of the day there really is a potential Chul and Bazara possibility, because maybe I have a Manashach anyway that she's going to have to bring a carbon regardless. Although, if there really is no dam, then there shouldn't be Ziva or Yoleda. So you can take a look at the Raya exactly what the Chulin Bazara possibility is. But it, the principle, as far as we're concerned, the Raya assumes that it's based on a Rov, and the Baal Amar disagrees on the following Nakuda. It's not that E'efshar L'psicha Thakaver below da means that Rov of situations of Psicha Thakaver lead to dam, but the Baal Amar is masig. E'efshar L'psicha Thakaver below dam means E'efshar L'psicha Thakaver below dam tame. The way the Rav presents it is E'efshar. Sorry, I misspoke. The Ravid says that EF shall psicha zakav below dam is that there's going to be dam that comes out inevitably. Rov of that dam is going to be dam tamei, and therefore we treat the dam as dam tamei. Right, that's where he said either she'll be tamei because the dam is dam tamei. Sorry to pull up here.
Where's the Baal Amar?
The Baal Amar is in the Sasagos on that, the Ravid. The Ravid is in Vestos Aleph Kaf Aleph. The Baal Amar is right there. Let's see if we can find it here. I forgot I have it in the back of the shemar. Sorry, I'm used to the Rabbi Buchwald edition, and I know where it is. There, he doesn't have the same paragraph breaks here. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't see you now. So let's hold off and I'll be another time to come back to it next time. Okay, it doesn't really affect the flow of where we're going now. Okay, so the...
The line in Mishnah, if I recall, says that the rabbit's toe is so grim. He just thinks that the rabbit... the rabbit argues on the Rambam. Right, he thinks that for the Ramban and the Rashba, but not for the Rive. But the Rive still argues on the Rambam.
Right, and the Rive in Bali Nefesh is even clearer.
More in which way?
That he assumes that EF Charlotte, Psychas Akabra low down.
Like the Ramban and the Rashba.
Right.
Okay, but the Mind Mission doesn't think that that's what the Rive
right.
is. How does he think the Rive argues? I don't understand
it. They're just passing the
I mean, it sounds like he thinks that the Rabbit agrees with the Rama, because how could it be that the Rabbit argues based on Psychas Pikavik we have? Argument of base increase us. But he says the Ramban and Rashba do hold like a view against our
I am going to show their abundant measure, so green. Yeah, but the Magen Mishnah says Od Kasuv Sham. What's he going on?
Barlan has it in parentheses. We still go on the right.
Parentheses means it doesn't belong here. Meaning he's saying, Magen Mishnah is saying that the Hasagas is the Tos Sofer.
I thought so. Regis says, right?
They really should say that Rabbanu is Efshar Savri to the Kabbalodah.
Right.
And that's how you read the Maskon and the Meron Krisis. That's
right.
Lalach le Rabbanu.
But then he admits that the Ramban and the Rashba both don't hold.
Right, that's definitely true. don't false contractions don't cause say halachic psichos like ever. And he says, don't bother me with the minhag of the Nashim Sidkanios in Poland, because this is a darish ein amotzi. It's not normal for women to have contractions and not give birth. So you can't talk about a minhag on something that's not matzah. Fundamentally, the Siddur Tara is saying that you could have, we'll say Yesho Zikos HaKabal Adam, even if nothing comes out, meaning now that the Chavistah says Yesho Zikos HaKabal Adam is only something that comes out. Siddur Tara in principle could agree that you'd say Yesho Zikos HaKabal Adam even if nothing comes out, but there has to be a raglaim ladama that there's a psichos hakever. So if she had contractions and then there's no baby, so that's Iglai Milsa, that those are false contractions that have no connection to psichos hakever, and the woman's going to be tahora. What's the nafkamina between the Chavistas and the Siddur Tara? They both argue on the nachal shivan practice. It says, Ramosha, Yoredeya Chelik Bey Simon Ayin Vav. Yoredeya Chelik Bey Simon Ayin Vav. Rav Moshe says, Nafkamidas, do you need a bedika? That according to the Siddur Tara, everything is based on a false premise. It was all a tos. We thought she was about to have a baby. She wasn't. Iglai Mil said there's no psichos hakever at all. So there's no Leidas HaSafik. There's nothing to talk about. However, according to the Chavistas, in principle, if anything comes out, you are concerned about psichos hakever. Here, nothing came out, as far as you know. But maybe you have to be choshesh that something did come out. So maybe you need to do a bedika just to be safe. The Chavistas isn't saying that it was all a toast. There was something there. There are contractions. Didn't end up in a baby. Maybe something came out that we didn't notice. So Moshe thinks that according to the Chavistas, maybe you need a bedika. Moshe thinks that the Siddur Tara is probably more correct, that the Chora is more like the Siddur Tara, that in principle you wouldn't even need a bedika. But Moshe thinks that maybe you should be choshesh lechachila to require bedika in this situation where a woman has false labor contractions that end up stopping and then she goes on her merry way without having a baby yet. So Moshe thinks maybe you should be choshesh for his analysis of the Chavistas and require bedika lechachila. Moshe says even if you don't do the bedika, she'll still be Torah. And most poskim assume that you don't even have to go that far. You don't have to be choshesh for bedika. And in this scenario where there are contractions that stop, there's no baby, there's no dam, you don't have to be concerned about yesho psichos hakever below dam. Rav Ozner writes, Chelek Dalet Shevet Levi Simen Kuf Vav, Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Vav. That aside from the case of the Nachla Shiva, of the woman that has actual contractions that don't end up with anything, that we're not choshesh to say that she's Tameya, but more common than that is a woman in the later stages of the pregnancy may become slightly dilated. So there may, at the default position, be a little bit of a, maybe we should consider that's a little bit of a psichos hakever. He says there are some women due to their medical conditions or maybe having had multiple births already that the starting point is that they're slightly dilated. And that's definitely not a psichos hakever. So having slight dilation at the end of a pregnancy doesn't itself create a problem of psichos hakever. Okay. What about when the water breaks? There's the placenta surrounded by an amniotic sac, which protects the fetus. and then as a precursor to birth, at some point, usually within not so long of birth, the water breaks. So does that create a halachic psichos akavri if you don't see dam? So in the Sefer Mare Cohen, that's Rabbi Rubin of Orchel Shabbos fame, Sefer Nechos Nida, he has in the back reap talking from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman there says that if the water breaks, but you don't see dam, the woman is not Tmeya. That's what Rabbi Willig assumes, La Halacha. Rav Ozner writes that in principle that's true. Rav Ozner thinks he should be machmir, that she should treat herself as Tmeya from that point. Again, the nafkamina there, the baby's about to be born. Nafkamina Tmeya is, can you still, you have to be knowing harchakos with your husband. Rav Ozner thinks that l'chachila, he thinks he should be machmir because l'mais, the baby's about to be born anyway. Badi Yosholcha in Sivkat Lamed says that she's Tmeya. And he writes there, Kain Morim Bali Hara, without identifying who the Bali Hara are. So again, Shlomo Zalman is Mekel, Badi Yosholchan is Machmir, and Rav Ozner in principle is Mekel, but he says, Lamaisa, you should be Machmir. The Devrit Siner talks about a related question. I don't think he's talking about the water breaking per se, but Ber Moshe, Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf Nudez, Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf, Kuf Nun Beis. So he writes, the Ritziner has is sometimes very pleasant, cheerful presentation of Shilas. So he writes in Sivan Tav Shalom Beis, 1972, telephone rings, and on the line is someone on a long distance call, far away from Brooklyn, and there's Brooklyn and there's the rest of the world. So someone on the line from outside of Brooklyn, far away, is asking with trepidation that his wife is pregnant and she's in the seventh month of pregnancy. And yesterday, suddenly, she started having some water come out. So I don't know if this is formal water breaking, but some water coming out. They call the doctor, and the doctor says the woman is not about to go into labor, and the water has nothing to do with the precursor for labor, but she has to go into bed rest because this could be a dangerous condition. There could be complications, Velaz. And now, Nasho Lisho, is she Tamei or not? Because she can't do any bidikos because of her medical condition. So if you treat her as Tamei, she won't become Tahora until after the baby's born. And because she's on bed rest, he has to help her out 3-4 weeks till the baby's born, or however long it'll be. And it'll be very hard on them if he's not able to help her out in that situation. Deborah Tzina writes, Nifhalti ba'atzmi l'kabel achrayis gedola l'hashiv alachu l'maisa l'atar v'shele chamur kazu k'matcha l'matzasi v'shem sefer sheve eket svarim shali. He didn't want to take upon himself the achrayis to pass in such a shayla. It's not in the books. So who do you want to pass in the shayla? So he asked the Shoel to ask another rabbi. But the Shoel insisted, crying on the phone, that he always asks me a Shilas. So why should I turn him away now? They started davening to Hashem that I shouldn't be Nichshal Bidvar Halacha. And I cried on the phone together with the Shoel that I had to deal with this responsibility. So the Shoel is almost anticlimactic now. So he writes that he called a Rofe Mumcha, and the Rofe Mumcha answered, B'sever Panim Yafos, B'siyatu D'Shmaya, that the water coming out has no connection, sounds like this wasn't the water breaking, it's no connection to labor, nothing uterine. Nikra v'alma.
Yeah. She's going to be on bed rest
than what's the nafkamina. Nafkamina, can he help her? Her chakos. He needs a lot of help. Physical help, emotional help. So he says, a woman is tahora b'li shum chashash. Because this isn't the water breaking, this is something else. And then he writes, 4 or 5 weeks later, he called him back with a mazel tov that he saved them from a very difficult situation during the pregnancy. Oh, sorry, the mazel tov was that the baby wasn't born yet. First it was all healed, then the baby was born later. So he says that it's a tos godol, but some Tamid HaChazanim say that they hold like the Stachla Shiva. And he says, even the Nachla Shiva, of course, the Chasam Sofer, even the Nachla Shiva wouldn't have been Machmir if you're Bodekes and you find that there really was no Psichus HaKever, aside from the fact that all the later are kind of arguing the Nachla Shiva, and people have this toast that if you have contractions, then you're a Tameya. It's not true. Okay. Now, what about real contractions? If a woman's having real contractions, samuch l'leida, she's about to give birth, at what point does she become a sura l'vayla, that her husband can't touch her anymore, or it has to be noe karchakos? So if you have strong contractions, Rishon HaZalman there in his Chew in the Ed of Marek, Rabbi Reuben Sefer, says she's Tameya. So says Shevet HaLevi. Rabbi Willig's a little bit more makel than until you actually see dam. But lemaisa, when you, sorry?
Strong contractions.
Strong contractions.
It's different than just regular
contractions. Strong contractions mean that they're closer to each other and they're stronger. And then clearly the labor is underway. Lemaisa, in practice, once you have strong contractions and then there's definitely going to be dam anyway, so it's kind of a little bit academic. In practice, if you have strong contractions, it's going to be dam. You said, yeah.
Oh, but yeah, I just said in practice, do we like instruct husbands and wives this halacha like in the labor room?
Yeah, that once labor is seriously underway, then they should. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the second area where this is relevant is medical procedures that could cause a psichus hakever. So the Piskei Teshuva in Sukkot and Dalid, so it's a famous Teshuva of the Nod Bihuda. Tinyana Simon Kufkaf. In other words, he writes that for purposes of psichas hakever, ein chilak bein gram of psicha mibifnim umein mibachutz, kegon sharofi hifnes etzbo o eza kli upasach pia makor. So it doesn't make a difference for purposes of psichas hakever whether it's a birthing situation where the body's expelling the vlad, or a chasicha, or a pala, where the body's expelling something, that's a psichus hakever, or whether there's some external force that is pushing in to the kever, creating an opening. So even if the source of the psichus hakever is from the outside, from a doctor who's inserting an instrument, that's still psichos hakever for purposes of aim psichos hakever below that. So writes the Nod Bihuda. Then the Pesach Lechuba crossed in the Chachma Sadam, the Bina Sadam, how do you know? I am as every Bina Sadam, the Kasa of Alav, the Masha Kasa, Kigon Charofi, Hithnes, Expo, Agav Shitve Kakasa. First, that's Lav Dafka, his finger. Below Dak, Shri Igra Bedika Behefsek Tara, Chetachnis Etzba Be'omek. So obviously a finger doesn't pose a problem. Elevadid Ein Ze'enyel Psicha Tekever, Shri Afilu Eivik Yishu Gadol Harbe Ein Amagir Rakat Aprozdar, below the Cheder. Right, that's what the Chazon Sofer says, the Etzba will never get into the Makor. Something of that width can reach into the rachem anyway. So even the espo would have to be lav dafka. It doesn't sound like the Chasson Sofer there is absolutely denying the theory of the Nod Behuda. He just says that in principle, the Nod Behuda is talking about an espo, it's impossible for an espo or something of that width to get into the Rechem. Ramosha makes this point in Chelek Aleph Siman Pei Gimel, Chelek Aleph Pei Gimel, about the Chasson Sofer, that the Chachmas Sadam more emphatically denies the Nod Behuda. The Chasson Sofer, his opposition may be more moderate. Chazon Ish has a slightly different cheshbon here in Pei Gimel Aleph. He says, it's hard to accept the Nod Behuda for the following reason. As it is, we have machlokas, as we showed him as we started, whether Esher Psichos HaKever below that. So, since according to the Rambam, there's always a possibility of Psichos HaKever below that, so why would you be Marbe b'machlokas? Meaning, according to the Nod Behuda, if all I know is that we assume, and that's subject to machlokas, whether that efshar lipsik of the kaver lodam, where something is expelled from the rechem naturally, but mechatesi to create a machlokas in a case of an external penetration into the rechem. So absent a raya, or absent a compelling raya, the Chazon Ish doesn't think that it's just stam bimachmir, that even an external penetration is going to create the presumption of Yeshua Psichos HaKever below them. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan in the other direction, Kuf Pei Ches Nun Aleph, says that the svara should be like the Nod Behuda. There's more of a svara that a external penetration of the rechem is going to cause dam than the normal expulsion of something from the rechem. It's more likely that an abnormal penetration, it's not natural for something to penetrate into the rechem. So Aruch HaShulchan thinks it's more likely that outside interference of penetrating the rechem through some medical instrument is going to cause them than the natural process of the rechem expelling something from inside. So Aruch HaShulchan thinks as far as like the Nod Behuda, that if Evan agrees, Salacha, in practice, that a natural expulsion creates the Yeshua Psichos HaKever below dam, so it should definitely be the case that an unnatural penetration of the rachem should create Yeshua Psichos HaKever below dam as well. Most poskim assume like the Nod Behuda. That's what Ramosha assumes, Shevet Alevi, Rav Yashiv, Rav Avadia, however, Taras Abayis Chelik Beis, page Samech, thinks that you should go with the Svek Sveka here, Kedarko, that as it is, Suffolk whether the din's like the Rambam, and even if we pass in against the Rambam, as we do, Suffolk, then maybe the Lach is not like the Noah de Behuda. So that's Rav Avadia's general cloud that you can work with the Svek Sveka even if it's against the Psak and Maran. So he thinks that you have a Svek Sveka to work with here as well, that you could be makel on a medical procedure that penetrates the rechem. But Rav Achronim are not that way, that we assume like the Noda Bihuda. I saw in this nice work, Shevet HaKohen, someone in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Gavriel Ben Yaakov HaKohen Shorba, Tafshin Ayin Zayin. Apparently learned in Rav Scheinberg's Kolo. It's coming from Rav Scheinberg. So of course, Rav Scheinberg has also been makel here that you don't have to be choshesh for psichas hakever if it's from a medical procedure that something's inserted into the rachem. And again, that seems to be the minority position among poskim. Now, if we are going to be machmir on psichas hakever with a medical procedure, what is the shear from psichas hakever that is going to concern us? Is there a shear? Is it any kolshu? Does it have to be psichas hakever of a certain width? Meiri, kaf aleph amid aleph, dibur maskel amar ha-meiri, quotes the she'iltos in Parshas Tazria, that when we say, iyash of psichas hakever l'adam, that's only from 40 days and on. Up to 40 days is Maya Ba'alma. Right? That's not how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. But it quotes the Shiltos that up to 40 days is Maya Ba'alma. So even if there's a Hapala within 40 days, if there's a Hapala within 40 days, it doesn't concern us. So if she sees Dam, obviously that's a problem. But we don't assume that there's Dam. You don't say Iyashav Sikh Kabbalah Adam if the apostle is within 40 days, because that is Maya Ba'alma. We request that from the Shiltas. Tosvos, Krisus, Daf Yudam and Al, is Div Maskal Kamash Malan. Tiny Tosvos is beside the Shiltas. He doesn't really spell out what the Shiltas says, but that's the Shiltas that the Meiri quotes here on Daf Kaf Aleph. So Rabbi Morgenstern points out that according to that position, meaning we don't assume like the Shiltos halacha, but according to the Shiltos, that 40 days is a cutoff point. And if you have a miscarriage within 40 days, Rechamon Litzlan, then that doesn't pose a psichos hakever. So for the Shiltos, that should give you a mafteach to understanding what the minimal shear of psichos hakever is. And they figure out what is the diameter of the head of a under 40 day old vlad, and then you could assume that anything smaller than that width is not a problem of psichos hakever. So he points out that the shear rosh of a less than 40 day old vlad is between 9 and 13 millimeters. So according to the Shiltos, and again, we don't paskin like, that should be the shear for psichos hakever, or at least anything less than that is not going to pose a problem with psichos hakever. Again, but that Shiltos is not lalacha. So what would be lalacha? The Gaon in the end of Simon Kuf Peches is mitzayin a Mishnah in Olas. Mishnah Olos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalid. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalid. Aisha shehi mekasha lele. You have a woman who is birthing, laboring. The hotzi uha mi bias le bias. And she goes from house to house. Harishon, and she's going to be giving birth to a nefa. So Harishon tame b'safek. The first house is tame b'safek. Vasheini b'vada. And the second house is tame b'vada. So women who is laboring and is going to give birth to a nefa goes from house A to house B. House A is tame b'safek. House B is tame b'vada. Amar b'huda. Emasai bisman shehi nitalis bigapayim. So that's talking about where, when she moves from house one to house two, she can't walk anymore. She needs to be assisted in movement. Avil im haisam alechas, but if she's still able to walk, harishon tahor, then the first house is tahor. Shemisha niftach hakever, ein panai lehalech. Because once there's a psichas hakever, she's not able to walk. So if she's able to walk out of the first house, it means there hasn't been a psichas hakever yet. If there hasn't been a psichas hakever yet, then the tumah of the nefel hasn't come out yet, and therefore the first house is going to be tahor. Ein l'nefalim psichas hakever ad sheyagilu rosh kepika. And a nefel only produces a psichas hakever if there's an opening the size of a pika. A pika is a coil of wool with some topping on a spindle. I don't know exactly what that is, the mitzias, but the tip of some kind of a tool used as part of the weaving process. So that Mishnah tells you, in the context of the Olah's concern of Tumas Meis, that the Shir of Psichas HaKever is Rosh Pika. And this Mishnah is quoted in the Gemara in Bukhara, Staf Kafes Amud Aleph. Rashi there writes, Isha Shemes, Ubra B'meyaha, a woman who has a navel already that she's now expelling. V'yashva al mashber v'nifta kever rechem v'bayiseh v'lo yatsa v'lad v'tziyu al bayis acher tamei bayis harishon ki l'nol sham t'tuma b'kas v'adim tzichas hakever eino l'nefalim ela l'nefel shehegel rosho kvar sha'av rosho. So Rashi says the first half is going to be tamei ki l'nol sham because the tuma comes out. Huadin psichas hakever eino l'nefalim unless it's this size. So that huadin sounds like there are two halachas here. There's the halacha of the tumas ol context, and then it's also relevant to a broader halacha psichas kever beyond the tumas ol context. So it sounds like for Rashi, and that's what the Gon is mitzayin here for our purposes, that the Mishnah is not just telling you a local halacha in tumas ol. But it's telling you that psichas kever for tumas nida purposes as well is where the opening is the size of a pika. Ravid, bali nefesh shara prisha, simon aleph os tezayin. Simon aleph os tezayin in the Madur Basra, which is printed in the Rabbi Buchwald edition, not in the earlier printings. Rabbi Karp quotes this Ravid for a slightly different purpose. But there the Ravid is cholek that Rosh Pika is only relevant in a Tumas Ol context. It's not relevant beyond that. So he says, Hahu masnisin lav al yisiyas dam kai el aresha de masnisin kai aisha shimikasha lele. So that shear is relevant for Tumas Ol, but it may not be relevant or is not relevant for Tumas Nida.
According to the Rashi, would that also apply from a medical perspective? Meaning if you inserted something externally that was smaller than this Rosh HaPika, you'd also assume that that doesn't cause Tzichas Dikever? Or it's only something that's asked to have?
No, all the more so, because as it is, according to many Achronim, you never probably insert something.
Right.
But yeah, so we would assume if this shear is relevant, then that'll be relevant for medical procedure as well. Correct. Moshe assumes, like the Gons Siyam La'alacha, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf and Orachayim, Igros Moshe Orachayim Chela Gimel Simen Kuf, this shear of Pika is relevant for our Psichas HaKever purposes. And therefore, he says, he says two things. He says, first of all, according to the Nod Bihuda, Nod Bihuda is talking about sticking in an etzva. So the Nod Bihuda, as it is a chiddush that we're machmer even for an external penetration. So you don't know that the Nod Bihuda was machmer if anything less than an etzva. So he says, if you're going to work with an etzva, so an etzba, he says, is 3/4 of an inch. So according to that, if you insert an instrument that's going to create a psichas harechem of less than 3/4 of an inch, and you don't see dam, that should be okay. And then Ramosha writes in Yoredeya, Chelik Aleph, Simon Peites, Chelik Aleph, Simon Peites in Yoredeya. He quotes the Pika Mishnah, says, we don't really know what a Pika is or how to measure a Pika. So he says, the end of the Pesach Tshuva in Sifkat Dalit quotes from the Nod, the Tshuva Me'ava, who quotes the Tshuva, who quotes the Nod Bihuda. This is the Tshuva, the Nod Bihuda, printed the Tshuva Me'ava. Shekasav, Demasha Amru Eim Sichas Kaver Ladam, Hainu Ima Kaver Niftach V'yatsam Yimenu Dabar Gush, Kmo Vlad Ochasicha, Kosha Eino Dak Kishva Feres, Dak Shelkash. So if that which comes out is not as thin as a thin shvaferis, a thin tube of straw, oshi al deruach, aval kishelo yatzadavar, oshi yatzadavar dak ma'od, o mashka lo armina nem sikha dekeber lo dam. Then okay, in heka mishkachas klal dam tar, reyal kol panim niftach hakeber. So obviously, there has to be a minimum shear of Sikhas HaKever. If it's Kolshu, then how could you ever have such an ocean of Dam Tar? Obviously, the situation where something comes out of the Rechem and you're not automatically Tameh. So at least, as we'll probably talk about next time, the Bedika Shva Feres that we have in the context of Ra Machmas Tashim, which means you're inserting some kind of a straw into the Rechem, and that doesn't make her Tameh. So something, the thickness of a shoferis dak shelkash is definitely okay. So that's what the Noda Behuda says. It says for Moshe, even though the Piska Shuva causes the Noda Behuda, that we're only not worried if it's the Estinus Kash, Mistabrilin Istaiti, the Me'achar Shemuchrach and Lomar, the low, the cold, Psycho Choshish and Ladam. So obviously, there are Psycho Thakaver where we're not Choshish Ladam. As we just saw. So how do you know that the minimum shear is a shiras togash? Elapashu can shear a number of masis in the olos in yintuma. To whom is she agilu rosh kapika? Because we don't have any other shear. So even though we don't know exactly what a shear rosh kapika is, so Moshe thinks that it's probably not narrower than an etzba ketana, especially because some Rishonim think that Efshav seeks the Kevel Adam anyway, and the Noda Behuda is a Chiddush anyway. So B'tzir Folias, Moshe says that you could be makel if it's less than his 3/4 of an inch shear, which Rabbi Forrest says that's 19 millimeters. Badi Yosholchan Kuf Sadidal Sukkot Lamed Aleph says 15 millimeters based on the anonymous Morei Hara again. So you both present that to some extent as the shear pika.
Is it pashut that the pika shofar doesn't make you tmeya? Meaning maybe the mish everyone is telling you to do pika, but in a chalami it's still subject to the same being.
Well, if the theory is that the pika shofar could be mitar you from a roma achmasashma situation, then it sounds like you would be tahara at the end of the day, no?
I understand. You do the test to make sure that roma achmasashma is not really a problem.
Right.
And maybe the test itself makes you tmei because it's a kever. You can't be able when you roll machmas tashrus.
I mean, you're going to be tmei now, and then we just saw the roll machmas tashrus situation. But even if you weren't tmei, but the insertion of the shveres itself should make you tmei. Okay. Let's think about that for next time. But either way, even if that was true, Ramosha is still saying that there is such a thing as Dam Tahor. There are situations where Psychos HaKever doesn't lead to Tuma. And another Yuda says that a Shefer Shalkash is definitely okay, which I presume he's getting from the din of Bedikas Shoferes. So we'll maybe give that some thought. So Ramosha says he's comfortable with less than 3/4 of an inch. So that's what Kodeh Bishmo of 19 millimeters. And most are come out all, yeah.
That's the same as Somali De Kula.
What do you mean?
I mean, the Kula opinion of the Meiri Rambam, right, is that, you know, the F-sharp, see, that's
right.
Mm-hmm. And yet the shear of the Meiri is going to be the 9 to 13 millimeters, and yet if you think like the Noda Behuda, they have to worry about P.F. Shahr, believe in every place, then you're going to say that the shear is larger?
No, well, it doesn't exactly work the way. What I was saying from the Meiri is that you have, once you know that, once, if you assume that Apollo less than 40 days doesn't create Tumah,
right,
and there's no such thing if you have Shem Sikhs Kevil Adam, so I know minimally that 9 to 13 millimeters is okay.
Right.
Could be more than that's okay too. And so it could be you could still learn out from Pika. That's just a starting point.
Okay.
Theoretically, that should tell you something. We don't accept that lalacha anyway. But the Mishnah Pika still stands, and that could be, again, the Raivit himself thinks that that's only relevant. And the Meiri happens to hold like that Raivit there as well. I mean, the Meiri thinks that that din in Olas isn't relevant to Arnida.
Right.
Yeah.
So when we say that the shear is 19 millimeters, we're saying if a doctrine serves utensil that's at least 19 millimeters.
That's if the opening is less than 19 millimeters and there's no dam, then you're safe.
Opening of what?
The insertion into the rechem. The opening, if you're inserting an instrument into the rechem that opens it up less than 19 millimeters upon insertion.
You have to measure the opening. That's how we could just assume that's going to be the same as your utensils. But are
you based on the what you're inserting, how much it's going to open.
So the thing you're inserting is less than 19 millimeters. That's what we're discussing. And in terms of the later case, it's not a way to measure, right?
What do you mean?
Meaning, like, we don't know if she there was a CFO of 19 millimeters or not when she, let's say, is feeling contractions or whatever.
It's going to end up being more than that through labor, but yeah.
Right, but obviously before this block.
I'm sorry?
Okay, I can ask it.
Okay. Fine. So in practice, just about any medical procedure is now going to cause a psichos harechem of 19 millimeters. Now, there is some discussion as to whether for psichos harechem purposes, psichos of the tzaver harechem is considered pia makor. Rav Ozner's machmir for that even a psicha of the tzaver rechem, meaning of the external ass, would be considered psicha samakor for these purposes. Rav Moshe disagrees. I think most disagree. Rav Moshe chelik aleph simin pei gimel. Rabbi Borkins, of course, Rav Yashua's machmir on this. But if psichas harechem for these purposes is only the internal as, so then you cannot don't have any procedure that's going to cause that much of an opening in the rechem. Now, not everyone agrees with the Moshe here. Rav Ozner is machmir. He thinks you don't have a raya to be matir an opening less than 3 millimeters. And Rabbi Karpko suffered from Uvi Yashiv as well. So then you do have procedures that may cause that degree of opening in the recha. So in terms of the practicality of this, I do hope to have two presentations in the near future. Tentatively, we have Rabbi Dr. David Shabtai scheduled to come talk to us on Wednesday, November 30th about anatomy as relevant to Hilchos Nida. So one of the things I think we'll talk about is Psichos HaKever ramifications. And then I do hope later in the year, after work out of time, to have another physician come to talk about actual medical procedures and bring some show and tell samples of instruments. So in terms of the practicality, we should have opportunity to discuss some of this with professionals. You can look, Rabbi Forrest, in the back of both Volume 1 and then expanded verse at the back of Volume 2, has a pretty thorough treatment of various medical procedures and where they stand on the Psichos HaKever spectrum, as well as Damak. Okay, so Blina, I'll look back at the Rive of Balmar and try to start with that next time just to put that together. But we'll go on to Shvaferes and Dam Besulim. I think...